Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Tuesday, the 22nd day. It's Earth Day.
Earth
April 22nd, yeah. 2025. We're being voluntold to go out and pick up garbage. never heard that?
Never voluntold.
Voluntold? No, when you volunteer, but you're forced to volunteer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny.
You're being voluntold. Right.
You're voluntold.
Here's what's great. Here's what's great about this. Today we'll go out to Bruce Trent Park with, what's the name of that organization that we're messing with? Outdoors Nevada, get outdoors, get volunteer.
I think it's Get Outdoors Nevada.
Get Outdoors Nevada is exactly what it is. And they're great. They're great. And they're way into it and all that kind of stuff. We're going to go out and wander around Bruce Trent Park for an hour, looking for gum wrappers to pick up.
Can't wait.
And listen, I wish there was a task.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wish there was an actual, like, let's cut, not that I want to cut trees down, but I'm just saying that, like, you know what I mean? Like, let's cut this tree down and get it out of here.
Yeah, let's get some action in this.
Like if there was something, I'm just trying to think, let's dig a hole.
Ooh.
I don't care.
Or build a house. Let's plant some trees.
Plant some trees. There you go. That's the one. But we'll pick up a garbage. Here's the thing. It's already pretty clean.
Yeah.
There'll be like 100 of us out there.
Just walking around.
It's like we're hunting for gold, but the gold's the gum wrappers, like you said.
Yeah,
we found something to do.
Oh, yeah, you were here last year for this.
The past 2 years, we've gone to very clean parks, the
very
cleanest.
Clean parks. Were you here last year
I wasn't.
Weaseled out of it.
I tried again, but they made it. But they voluntold me this year.
Voluntold
so
you this year.
Get out of it.
Well, they hit us on the email with the "We would really love in bold font 100% participation." I'm like, yeah.
And
I
then
bet.
In the small corner, I was like, "And it's mandatory." And you're like, "Oh, okay.
Got it." We'd like 100% bold.
Yeah, in order to graduate, you will have to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
More or less. And like Adrian was saying, do you get? You look at. Speaking of which.
Oh.
She's Michaela Gordon. Welcome back, Adrian Hernandez.
Thank you, guys. I've missed you guys.
Mr. 100,000.
Let's go.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Is it?
You stay classy, Zay.
Oh, it's not that one. Mm-hmm. It's... There it is! Okay, what was the moment? When did it happen?
It happened while I was asleep.
Oh.
On what day?
Friday? Brother, they're all a blur. I think so. Either Thursday or Friday. See, for 50,000, I was like on the screen watching it.
Sure.
But I woke up and it was well past it and I was like, let's go.
But you were like hustling this weekend. Like you were taking any sleep you could get. You were everywhere.
Luckily, we're well past the 100,000 now with everything that's happened over the weekend. But yeah, it happened into Friday, going into media day and all the craziness that this weekend was.
For everybody who doesn't understand, Adrian has a, it's unlikely with Adrian Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
It's very popular and growing,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like exploding wrestling podcast because wrestlers and the WWE trusts you
so much.
So they get you the stars.
Yes, I've been lucky enough, very fortunate from the Cody Rhodes to the Jey Usos, Rhea Ripley, Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, et cetera.
Yeah, and all of that. And so he's exploded.
Yeah. And they say like once you cross over like the 100,000 mark, it's like smooth sail. Like there's a couple marks you have to hit. And once you do, it's like easy numbers. It's so great.
Yeah. We're super proud of you, man. Yay!
Thank you, guys.
So WrestleMania here in town, obviously Friday Night SmackDown and then Raw after Mania. All of that is right in his wheelhouse. And it's been a huge, huge weekend for Adrian. And I forgot about Raw after Mania. Thank you for coming in this morning.
It's not even done. They got another show at Fountain Blue tonight.
What?
NXT. They're doing NXT at Fountain Blue.
What's that?
This is the biggest week when they talk about WrestleMania week. It's never extended this far, but they're like, we'll stay in Vegas. We'll do one more show at Blue Live. They'll do NXT tonight.
How would you explain NXT to Michaela?
NXT is essentially like the AAA minor league of WWE, except unlike baseball or other sports, it's on the CW, national TV. Like it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh my God.
It's a deal, but it's NXT next.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Next one's up.
Yeah.
By the way, Chet, T-Mobile last night, 19,000 people for the Raw.
I know.
Insane.
We're talking about over 200,000 just for the shows, not even the stuff at the convention center and everything else that was going on, man. It was amazing to see this city like just blow up and really like put their just be participating in the craziness.
Well, I'll say it, and I know Michaela feels the same way. We are so proud of you.
Yes.
We are so unbelievably proud of you.
Oh my God, yeah. It's surreal. It's wild. It's so cool.
And I had the thought this morning, I was like, I wonder how much bigger this has to get for him to make enough money where he leaves us. I just wondered.
Guess we got to get into wrestling.
All right, it's Chet Buchanan Show, Tuesday morning. First pick coming up next.
Here's why you should give the Chet Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
All right, the first pick is coming up in just moments. We're going to do tickets for you to see Keisha Cole, The Way It Is, 20th anniversary tour for her. Friday... You know, with all the Y's on the end.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremiah, also on that show, T-Mobile Arena, on the 1st of August. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. Provided by our friends at AEG. We have to make a decision here, Michaela.
Okay.
The drama in your life, as you're well aware of, is twofold. As now I am also aware of, is twofold the drama in your life.
My drama. This is our drama.
So are we talking about, and I'm not getting into it now, obviously, but are we talking about daddy-daughter sleepover, or are we talking about puppy?
Puppy.
Which one? You want to go puppy?
Well, it's...
Because that's at the forefront?
Yes, it is. I'm itching.
Okay. None of my business. That ain't none of my business.
No,
Not there. More than I needed to know. But
okay, and stay over there.
She got her own room now. That's good.
Listen, I'm getting out of that trash pickup one way or the other.
I knew I had to eventually, yeah, there'd be an upside to having her in that other room again. Yeah, no, that's good. You need to decorate in there, by the way.
I know.
First pick, Keisha Cole tickets for you coming up next.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Two things I need to tell you about. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by the Animal Foundation's Best in Show. It's not this Sunday. It's next Sunday at the Thomas & Mack. VIP packages available with the brunch and all that, and you sit up close. Or if you just want to go hang out, which a lot of people do, and that's okay too,
sure.
It's free. How that works, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Seriously, we're trying to make money for the Animal Foundation, but they're like, no, we'll give it away.
Yeah, but it's so fun, and it's worth all of it. The dogs are amazing. The brunch is amazing. You were incredible
last
year.
For the VIP.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For the free tickets, yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah.
For free. it's definitely worth that.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, thank you, Animal Foundation, Best in Show, proud supporters of the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
And then the second thing I had to tell you was this.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
So, Adrian, I got an email late last night. Hang on, I don't know. I don't remember how late it was necessarily. But it was night. For me, anything after 6 p.m. is late. You know I mean? Oh, my God. That Golden Knights game that's going to start at 8 tonight?
You're like,
what? For everybody who gets up early.
It's late.
For everybody who gets up this early.
But even kids. They're in bed by 8 p.m.
But everybody. What?
I don't have kids. Is that obvious?
Yeah, nothing. I won't make it through the first period. I haven't made it past the second intermission of anything this whole playoff season so far. Emergency. I got an email from Michaela last night. Emergency. Capital letters.
Yes.
I thought, what now? I don't know if you heard, she tried to spray gasoline in her eye on Friday and ended up in the emergency room.
Oh, fantastic.
So I thought, why is she not coming to work tomorrow? That was what I thought.
Truly.
Period. Okay, so we adopted a new dog yesterday. Was this voice to text?
Yes.
Nice.
Can you tell?
No, it's solid. It's great. No, I love it. Why? Well, okay, why are you adopting a dog?
Okay.
You don't have time for this.
I have no time. But Lisa, my fiance, lost her soul dog 2 years ago. She had that dog for 10 years. He passed unexpectedly.
You already have another dog.
She never got over it. We have Rocco, but he's very self-sufficient. Honestly, he could feed himself and drive a car if he wanted to. He's like, he takes care of himself. She's been wanting a dog for the past few months. She's finally ready to get a new dog. So I've been open to it. If one fell in our lap.
You want me to continue?
Yeah.
Okay. My because you looked at me, I'm like, yeah. My piano player's dog got pregnant, now has 5 gorgeous puppies. We saw them yesterday and adopted one. Lisa is madly in love.
Yeah.
They're already bonding so hard. Do you have a picture that we can put up on the socials?
Of course I do. I've got 1,000.
Okay. Why do you think, okay, let me just ask you this. Why do you think you're allergic to this dog?
Okay. About 2 hours in, I started sort of getting a little phlegm in my throat,
right.
Started getting itchy. My skin was starting to get a little red, and then I was starting to sneeze. Now my voice is kind of losing it a little bit. And when I tell you that wasn't even a thought that I could even be allergic, like that wasn't something that ever ran through my mind. I was like, it's a dog. I love the dog. I don't know if it's because it's a puppy. Maybe I'm allergic to like the pee-pee the way that you are with cats and saliva. Like, I don't know what the situation is here, but it got increasingly worse last night. So as they're like falling madly in love on the couch, I went into the bedroom wheezing a little bit. The thing is, though, I either die or die. I can take the dog back. They're already in love.
Oh, so you're asking, is there, what can you do?
Yeah.
There might, okay. Okay.
There's got to be things. People have had to run into this before. And I wouldn't even care, but Lisa waited so long to be open to getting another dog.
Mm-hmm.
She was devastated that I can't be like, sorry, guys, I'm allergic. Take the dog back. It's not a thing. It's just not a thing.
You could be. All right. So 702-364-9898. We'll start with caller number 25. They called yesterday without a prize, Adrian. Mostly because I guilted them into it.
But hey, whatever works.
Today we actually have prize. Keisha Cole, the way it is, 20th anniversary tour Friday with all the Y's. And Jeremiah, Friday, August 1st, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday. Thank you to our friends at AEG. Would you like yours for free right now? What does Michaela do about this puppy that she's obviously allergic to? Call us now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
You know how all of a sudden the song's over and you're like, oh, that song's over.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Do you think Robin Anton and Nicole Scherzinger, Pussycat Dolls days, are hearing that Tate McRae song and they're going, this bee owes us money?
1,000,000%. Loosen up my buttons is all over it.
It's all. Yes.
Did you sample it?
Uh-huh. So, okay, long and the short of it is, yesterday Michaela got a puppy. She thinks she's allergic. Brian, did you say, Adrian?
Yes, sir.
Brian here. So, Brian.
What up?
Hey, man. What can... Michaela's pretty sure she's allergic to the puppy. Her fiancé is absolutely in love with the puppy. And let's be honest, the puppy is the fiancé's puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it's her baby.
Yeah.
By the way, adorable. Yeah, she's holding it like a baby in the picture you sent me.
Listen, it's sick and sweet.
Is there...
Yeah, dogs are sweet, yeah.
Brian, what do you think?
You can also be allergic like to cats or dogs. I think you have to go get a shot for that, like a allergy shot, and then just take care of it because the dog's going to... I think if your other... significant others in love with it, then you have to kind of keep it.
That's how I feel. I forgot to mention this, though.
Yeah.
I did go get an allergy shot last week just for my allergies in general because they're so bad.
Right.
Different.
Is it a different thing?
Different.
Okay.
You need to go to like an... what do they call that? An immunology... My wife goes to one.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Because
my wife with the lupus and everything.
Oh, yeah.
They do scratch tests. They find out all the different things.
Oh, like a full thing. Okay, got it.
They give you like a full body poke, like just like of all the different allergies that you have, everything.
It sounds like you should have to pay extra, but no, it's awful.
I know. Like, is this on my insurance?
It's bad. Oh, Brian has reached his destination.
He's got to go.
Brian's got to go.
All right, thanks,
Brian, hang on for your Keisha Cole tickets. And yeah, that's it. You've either got to decide.
No, if there's a solution, I will do anything. No, try it all.
Like literally. So this is another reason why you should try and call, make an appointment. Probably what, half an hour when there's somebody in that doctor's office?
Yeah, I'm going to text my doctor right now.
Yep, and see if they can refer you to somebody. Because this, because you can't, if that dog stays till the weekend, it's never leaving.
And
your life becomes even more miserable than it is already.
I know.
And you don't need any more.
No, I don't, but it is so cute. My God, if there's something I can do. I've never seen
it's either
like
that
it.
Or you put your...
Listen, you know what? Lisa's options are going to be, I'm out. She'll get rid of me before the dog.
This is what I'm saying. You can't let this go till the weekend. Because once the weekend hits, you're not getting rid of that dog. They're getting rid of you.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
What's going on, beautiful people? 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Today's Earth Day. Everybody ready to go out and pick up garbage?
Beautiful.
Yes.
Are you showing up to this thing?
Unfortunately. Of course.
Of course. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. For Earth?
Can't
for Mother
wait.
Earth?
That's right. Here's what's fun. They say that we'll be there from 10 to 1.
1? I thought it was noon.
Oh, you'll be lucky if I'm there at 11:15.
But it ends at noon.
No, it ends at 1. It ends at 1. I don't... Mm-mm. Okay. I'm not being voluntold for 3 hours. What are we going to do for 3 hours? We could lay down a whole new sod in Robert Trent Park.
Listen, I don't know, but I have to wear my slippers. I went to put my sneakers on today, and I wear these stupid platforms to WrestleMania. Got blisters on the back of my feet.
Who were you trying to impress?
Listen, I wanted to look like a Spice Girl at WWE. I want to look like the wrestler girls, okay?
Bratz doll.
I know. Lisa was like, what are you doing? I was like, I want to look like I'm in the ring. I'm playing a part. She was like, just get in the car. Now I have blisters on my feet, and I can't pick up trash in sneakers. I got to do it in slippers. So we'll see how far it gets me.
Like Shelly Berkeley's slippers?
I don't know who she is, but like these ones.
The mayor of Las Vegas. You don't know who
Shelly Berkeley. Yeah, wait, does she have slippers?
Tell the truth. You still don't know who
Shelly Berkeley. I just posted a photo of her the other day. I feel like she's the older version of me. That face, those brilliant brains.
I see this.
The brilliant don't you see it? She wore a leopard brains. Coat. She wore a leopard coat to Toy Drive.
Yes.
And I felt
all the time.
So seen.
That's why, no, Shelly Berkeley has come to Toy Drive in her pajamas. Because she's like, I had to make sure that I came to see you. And it was like, okay.
A woman after my heart.
You didn't want to. She was like, no, I have to go get dressed and go to another event, but I wanted to come and see you first.
She was sweepy.
I was like, oh my God. That was 5-6 years
ago. Well, maybe they are Shelly Berkeley slippers. They are slippers indeed.
So happy Earth Day. Happy day, Mother Earth. Whatever.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Thanks for everything, really, honestly. Without you, we wouldn't have much.
Yeah.
We have about 10 seconds.
Thanks for everything, Mother Earth. Over the weekend, as expected, as predicted during WrestleMania, Adrian Hernandez, the unlikely pod with Adrian Hernandez, 100,000 subscribers.
Yes.
So is it, and you don't have to answer any of this, obviously. You can tell me mind my own business and I will graciously step away. Does this thing make money? Is it in the black? Is it operating in the black?
Yes. Black's positive, right? That's what that means?
Yeah, in the red means you're losing money and
okay, all right. Yes.
Yeah, and
we're in the black.
You're in the black.
Very black these couple of months because WrestleMania season, obviously a lot more attention than throughout the year with wrestling. So,
and that's
a good little boom.
And that's YouTube money?
That's all, we'll put it as simple as plain, all social media.
You have sponsors on it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you.
What are the chances? Is there an ultimate goal?
To be the biggest wrestling interviewer in the business. That's the goal.
Who's bigger than you right now?
Chris Van Fleet is the number one top dog. Dude.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I was actually watching Raw with him yesterday. We were sitting next to each other.
Yeah, he does do a lot of stuff.
He's fantastic.
Not unlike yours. Yeah.
Top of the game.
And is he making a lot of money?
Man, nobody's pocketbooks, but he seems to be doing all right.
He seems to be doing okay. Is it because, here's my real question. Do you hope to be purchased one day? Is that how that works? That somebody comes to you and goes, hey, you're doing good now. We can make you great, but we want a chunk. And then they give you a bunch of money to produce content for them. Is that how it works?
I think there's...
This music is making me crazy, by the way.
You guys don't remember the Six Flags commercials with that song? With the old man
who used to dance? Oh my God, with his bald head.
Some might say that I looked like him.
But to answer your question, like that is a possibility, or just to do things separate of it. You know, there's possibilities. Had a lot of good conversations this weekend with people, because obviously with WrestleMania, a lot of corporate people here as well as fans and stuff. So just good conversations, and people are paying attention, which is good to know.
Yeah, they are.
Sometimes you just put things out on the internet and you never really know who's watching or who's not watching.
And I'm fascinated by business and entrepreneurship and all that kind of stuff.
It's important to know too, he only started in 2023. Like, not only, but it's just I think it's incredible.
F you.
Because it's been 2 years and you grew it so much.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild. It's so difficult. I feel like people don't understand growing YouTube, Instagram, and doing it all by yourself. Like, you're so smart, Adrian.
And I just think that obviously everyone wants to make content. Like, people listening, like, hey, should I do it? Should I not? I just want to put it in perspective. Last year, WrestleMania in Philadelphia, when I walked in to WrestleMania, I had just passed 10,000. Walking into WrestleMania this year,
in 365
days, 100,000. Yeah. So it's doable. You can do it. It's a lot of hard work.
2 years.
You can do it.
I was additionally proud of you on top of that. It's like another scoop of proud. Somebody interviewed you recently, and you were really great. You just said, hey, here's my secret. Put content out. Don't worry about it. Just do it. It's not going to change. And it's true. This show doesn't change whether we're on top of the ratings or we're at the bottom of the ratings. It doesn't matter. I don't care. We come in and do the best show we can do every day. Same thing with you. You're like, whether you have one subscriber or 100,000 subscribers, just keep churning it, put out content. And I think isn't that the key to it? 99% of life is just showing up. So just get out there and make it a great day and just give it your best effort every day.
That's right.
Things are going to turn out all right. You know, if you make the right choices and you keep doing the right things and you keep grinding, it's going to turn out okay.
And staying 100%. Consistent.
Yeah.
Good job, babe.
Yeah, we can't all be Chris Van Vliet or whatever his name is. And, or Ryan Seacrest or whatever. But you can do pretty good. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I'm ready to run through a wall now.
I can't
now.
Hear you nodding your head on the radio.
Me?
Anybody.
Well, I was thinking, I don't even know who Chris is. So to me.
Doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. But that's the point. Like, you don't want to be like him. You're bigger than him to me. Funny. I don't know who that guy even is.
But you're so funny. Look, he's the guy that when we asked earlier who's the biggest
but
guy.
But I'm saying I don't know his work. I'm not familiar with him.
We're spinning
I
off
know
to
Adrian.
Another topic. Let's spin into this. Destiny Espinoza of Centennial Hills is a two-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, looking for win number 3 today. We have lower-level tickets to J Balvin at Michelob Ultra Arena on Saturday, May 3rd. That's not this Saturday, but it's next Saturday. Our friends at CMN Events are trying to get you up close with lower-level tickets. Would you like to try and take down the champion? Need you to be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Oh, we haven't sung in it a while. Sing with me, Michaela. Good
feelings. Stories of the day. Gorgeous.
Sure. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. America's oldest serving astronaut got a pretty good birthday gift this weekend. You never heard of him before unless you're that nerd. Donald Pettit returned home from the space station on Sunday, which also just happened to be his 70th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
And he had been up there in the space station for 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That was his deal. And I don't know why, but NASA landed him in Kazakhstan, which is weird. But,
that is kind of weird.
And then they're like carrying him out of there and everything. Like, All right. It was his 70th. Happy birthday, dude. Thank you for your service.
Happy birthday.
And to put a bow, no pun intended, on Easter, the bomb squad in Orlando, Florida, did an Easter egg hunt for visually impaired kids.
Oh my God, I love it already.
They built special eggs that beeped so the kids could find them.
Let me tell you something. These are things I don't think about, unfortunately. And that makes so much sense. And that's so incredible because, yeah, how would they be able to like do Easter egg hunting like everybody else?
All of those love things that you just said. The event was inspired by a first responder's daughter who's visually impaired.
Oh, I love that.
Who decided to do something about it. And now a bunch of kids benefit.
Yeah, of course.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show. In the morning. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
At first, I thought Adrian said, I don't like this lady. And I went, wow, that's not good. Our champion from Michaela's hometown throwdown is Destiny Espinosa of Centennial Hills. That's not what you said, by the way.
No.
What did you say?
I said, I'm going to like her.
And
you're going to love her.
I'm going to love her. From Sunrise Manor, the city of champions with 17 wins under their belt. Who's our challenger?
Karina Vasquez. Vasquez.
Hi, Karina Vasquez.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how's everything?
Oh, it's going.
Oh, she's ready.
Yes.
Oh, she's ready
Focused.
To go. She's ready to go. Destiny, how are you doing?
Surviving.
That's it?
Oh, we hear that.
Don't you have sick kid?
Double ear infection and strep throat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, I'm hoping I'm on my game enough.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Why do you have such high hopes for Karina, Adrian?
Well, just because when I asked where she's from, she said Sunrise Manor. I was like, oh, the city of champions. And she said, damn right.
Is that true, Karina?
That's true.
Good for you.
Yes.
I like
no,
say what
we
you
love
just.
It. I know.
Kind of attitude.
We're into that kind of behavior.
I like that kind of attitude. Just to set the stage here, with her win yesterday, Destiny Espinosa of Centennial Hills, took them into to double figures and into fifth place all by themselves, nosing out Rhodes Ranch for fifth place with 10 wins overall. Best of the West is in fourth with 13 wins. Aliante has 14. Silverado Ranch in second with 15. And Sunrise Manor,
the city of champions,
number one with 17 wins. So there you go. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Do not blurt out an answer until we call on you, because sometimes you may think you got in first, but you did not. First 1-3 is the winner, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This country legend is taking her work schedule from 9 to 5 to overtime, as she admits she actually sleeps with her makeup and sometimes her blonde wig on. What's this country superstar's name?
Destiny Karina.
Destiny got in first.
Shania Twain.
Is it Shania Twain?
Shut up,
Sorry, that's loud. No, it's not Shania. I've heard this. This story's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, of course. Oh, Karina, sorry. Yes.
Dolly Parton?
I should have offered you the opportunity. It is Dolly Parton.
Yes.
And the challenger strikes first. One zip.
This A-list actor, known for movies like Titanic, was so saddened by the Pope's passing.
Karina.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Are we talking about Leo?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Karina, up 2-0.
This famous rapper, known for hits like Smack That and making auto-tune popular, is going country.
Karina.
Destiny?
Karina for the win.
Akon?
Is it Akon for the win? Oh, Destiny already knows. Game over. We got a brand new champion.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Good job, Karina.
I'm blaming my son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blame your 6-year-old.
That a girl.
I would.
That a girl.
You could be going to J Balvin were it not for that kid who doesn't wash his hands. You taught him better than that. No, double ear infection and strep. My God.
Awful.
Ringer.
Yeah. Go take care of that. Destiny, you're welcome back here anytime. We adore you. You were a great champion. Goodbye to
Thank
Destiny.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Everybody.
Bye.
We'll see you. Our brand new champion, Karina Vasquez from Sunrise Manor.
City of Champions.
Giving
them their, what's that?
Stop that right now. Are you serious?
Yeah, you're
yes!
a winner. Yeah, you won. You won.
That's crazy.
And you gave Sunrise Manor their 18th win overall, increasing the lead. And you've got lower level tickets to J Balvin at Michelob Ultra Arena on Saturday, May 3rd. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Thank you to our friends at CMN Events for providing the tickets. And wow.
Go, girl.
Brand new champ. Oh, what do you want to play for tomorrow? You want to play for New Kids tomorrow? You want to play for Neon Museum tomorrow? You want to play for Keisha Cole tomorrow?
Neon Museum?
Done.
Yeah.
Done. We'll play for 4 tickets to Neon Museum tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Mika.
Hey, yeah.
Got a 177-second survey coming up in just a minute. New Kids on the Block, The Right Stuff, Las Vegas Residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Our friends at Live Nation gave us tickets to give to you for the Wednesday, July 2nd show. Also, you qualify for the grand prize. We're going to swap somebody out for lower level tickets, get you up a little bit closer.
Yes.
Thursday is New Kids on the Block Day. Everybody celebrate. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Adrian says he has a question.
Okay.
So, Chad, leading up to WrestleMania, you were asking me questions, and you're like, hey, Adrian, how big is this going to be?
Oh,
and I
God.
Spoke super highly of it. I was like, listen, man, we've had the Super Bowl, we've had the NFL draft, the NBA's done stuff, F1.
Yeah.
And I was like, people are going to be surprised. Now, from my perspective, obviously, I'm knee deep in everything.
Uh-huh.
I want to get your perspective of the spectacle that it was this
Buddy,
entire week, and how big was it?
We said this yesterday. Did we not say this
Absolutely.
Yesterday, Michaela? That this, I'm trying to come up with a bigger event in this city, and I'm having a hard time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a bigger event, I'm not sure what it was. I mean, F1, but the concentration, when you look at those crowds that were at Allegiant, and not for nothing at T-Mobile, bookending on Friday and Monday.
Yep.
Dude, well, I mean, New Year's Eve, but
yeah,
that's its own deal.
Listen, I was surprised. Lisa and I, when we walked into Allegiant Stadium, I told you yesterday, it was unbelievable. It was crazy to see every seat filled, but not only was every seat filled, like you just said, it was like that for like 3 days. That's crazy. 4 days. And on a holiday, I thought for sure going on Sunday, maybe the holiday would like deter people from not going. It didn't. It was so busy.
No, we're all godless heathens now.
Yeah, they were like Easter.
We don't care about Easter. Yeah.
They went to church in the morning. I could see every mom being like, if you're not good in church, you're not going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Good. The threats.
No, and good.
Uh-huh.
And good. Michaela had never been to Allegiant Stadium.
Mm-mm.
Until Sunday. And wow. We heard from a number of people that said, yeah, no, me neither.
Yeah.
I'd never been until I went to WrestleMania. And so they got their first look at Allegiant Stadium, which I also said, we need to do. There's one, two, three. Now there's six different things I want to do. Literally between two of them have to happen before the 4th of July. And then I want to do P1 meetups. I got bingo, bowling, baseball, and then we all take a group tour of Allegiant Stadium. And then Terrible's opened that whiskey right across
that place
from.
Is phenomenal.
Oh, my first time. Right across from Allegiant. And then maybe we all go over there for lunch.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
And potentially drinks.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
And
yeah.
Chet, I will tell you one thing. It was weird being in the Allegiant Stadium. I've covered Raiders games. I will say this. When the Raiders get a home field advantage, it is going to be crazy. Because honest to God, seeing everyone cheer for one of the wrestlers and everyone freaking out.
Everybody being on the same side in that building.
That's what I'm just like, it's a thing.
Yeah, bro.
It's a thing.
We got to, friends don't let friends sell their tickets to people who are not Raider fans. I realize there's money to be made. People even do it for Golden Knights. As crazy as this town is for the Golden Knights, you still, man, you'll see a lot of Oiler jerseys. You know, when Edmonton comes to town, you see a lot of Oiler jerseys in that building.
Yeah.
Winnipeg in the middle of winter, they'll show up in Vegas just to get the hell out of Winnipeg. But I mean, I'm just, you're right. You're 1,000,000% right with that. First things first, 177-second survey. For your new kids tickets, that is coming up next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking the 177-second survey today?
That'll be Christy Forehand from Wagon Wheel.
I love everything about that. I love that. It's just
hello?
That you know your name sounds made up. I love that.
Mm-hmm, it does.
I like that. It sounds like you're a star.
My high school tennis coach wished I would be a star, but didn't happen.
Yeah, I understand. All right, you ready for this? When you go to a restaurant and they have the choice of QR code or menu, which do you choose?
I choose the QR code so I can scroll through everything and also not touch things other people touch.
Yes.
How about that? I got to be honest with you. I couldn't tell you the last time that I did the QR code thing when I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Is this a
teacher, and so I know what people touch.
Yeah.
And I don't like. But yeah. I'm eating.
And did you ever work in a restaurant?
Just Starbucks in college.
So you also know when you work in a restaurant. Yeah, they spray and wipe the menus, but...
Exactly. No, thank you.
Adrian and I are menu guys, though.
Hey, we'll stick to the menu.
Are you? Yeah. I mean, there is something nice about, like, opening it, the physical touch of it, all of that, but
and
if it's just covered in plastic,
I'm interested. So you're a teacher?
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to hear what you think about this next one.
Okay.
Brian reached out. Brian and his wife are fighting. They wanted a relationship rehab, and this just didn't feel like all of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Brian's 9-year-old daughter got in trouble. So what's she, third grade? Third.
Probably, yeah.
Got in trouble for making tiny paper underwear and putting them on her two fingers.
Yeah.
And making them it dance around. She was disruptive. Teacher was trying to get something done. And Brian's daughter decided she wanted to be more interesting than the teacher was.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a thing. Brian thought it was hilarious, so he just let it slide. His wife is like, no, you can't, just because it's funny doesn't mean it's okay.
Right.
Which side?
I'm with the wife.
Which side? Yeah.
You do?
When you're raising kids, what's cute now is not cute in 5 years. So you laugh behind closed doors, but in the moment you're like, no, that's inappropriate. I'll tell my kids that was funny, but that was the wrong time. So.
Bingo. That's what I was thinking. It's like, yes, it's funny, but there's time and place.
Listen, I love creativity. I don't even think she meant it in any weird way, but it's so funny. Agreed. And I would have never thought to make paper underwear to put on my two fingers to make them walk like legs. That's so funny. I applaud that kid.
I think we all agree. Yeah, no, it's great. Uh-huh. You also know that it wasn't just a one-time deal. And the teacher, nothing ever happens once, and then the teacher just blasts off and sends, somehow word gets home that there was a problem. Yeah, obviously she did it more than once and didn't stop doing it, which I also sort of appreciate, but.
I love it.
Right.
No, you got to. Adrian?
I tell my students all the time, nice try when they try their stupid stuff. I don't mind, but we're going to get back to work.
Yeah. Adrian's the only parent on the show. Uh-huh. Thoughts?
I agree with Christine, what she's saying.
Yeah,
unless it's super, super duper hilarious.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like when people are super sneaky, like, yo, you can get away with it because it's brilliant.
Yeah, but even then, it's like time and place.
So
I think.
Funny, though.
Yeah.
You have tickets for New Kids on the Block, The Right Stuff, Las Vegas Residency, Dolby Live, Park MGM, Wednesday, July 2nd.
And, I'm so excited. Thank you.
And qualifying for to swap out those tickets for some lower level, closer tickets from Live Nation. Thursday, Blockheads, New Kids on the Block Day. So celebrate by getting yours at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations. Have a great day, and thank you for everything you do.
Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
After this.
Here we go.
KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
And drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Birthday, everybody. Tuesday, the 22nd day of April, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is the returning champion, the 100,000 subscriber man, Adrian Hernandez.
The champ is here.
Did you just call yourself the champ?
I just saw a video John Cena. I felt inspired. So here we go. The champ is here. I'm back. I'm good to be back. I missed you guys.
What was it? What was the best part of WrestleMania for you? All 4 days. Boil it down to one. What was the part where you go, my God, I'll never forget that?
I can't, man, because on one end, taking my son to some of these shows and seeing his eyes light up. In fact, him getting to meet Jey Uso was like one of the first times I saw him like really starstruck, to the fact that when we were walking away to our car, he was like walking backwards because he was still trying to get a peek of him. So that was awesome. Getting to interview some of these wrestlers. Wrestlers do a lot of interviews, and when you do it virtually and you're on Zoom, they talk to a million people. For them to like remember and recognize and bring up things and just be like, hey, man, you keep going. That was heartwarming. Being there, CM Punk's my favorite wrestler. He's the reason why I watch wrestling. Getting to watch him actually main event, and they played this video detailing his career, got super emotional. Same thing again with Jey Uso, some of these people's journeys to see them on that big stage. Even just driving through the strip and seeing all the, I was like, what fever dream is this? Because I didn't expect that. All the billboards and all the, like, throughout the entire city, the influencers, everyone talking about it. I was like, since when did this get this massive and this become the thing that's cool?
A full takeover.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, no, good for you. We're super proud of you. We really are.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really are.
Absolutely.
I'll be right back. I need to go cry. Thank you guys. Love
Fair
you.
Enough. No, well, hey, we got it from here. Relationship Rehab brought to you by San Gennaro Feast. God, is it tomorrow already? San Gennaro.
Listen, I love San Gennaro. I grew up with the Tony Sakas and the Shintas.
Sure.
Going to San Gennaro. It's nostalgic. It's so fun.
Tomorrow through Sunday at the M. Well, forget your nostalgia. Go for the pasta. Go for the food. Go for the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why at the M. Go check that out. Ashley in Boca Park. The more I read this, the more I'm not even sure why we're doing it, because it's
so obvious.
Yeah. But I love the story. My good friend is getting married this fall on some cliff on the California coast. All of her wedding party are high school and college girlfriends. We met at work and hang out a lot, so we're tight. But I understand why I didn't make the bridesmaid cut.
Mm-hmm.
Her wedding and her reception will be in a tent outside. And since it's right on the ocean, I'm guessing it'll be windy and cold. Chilly at the very least. I'm told they're serving lobster, which is really nice. But I think this whole thing is too messy to get dressed up.
Oh.
and too cold, says Ashley. We don't want to get butter and lobster stuff all over our nice suits.
Girl, stop.
So we told her friend, I'm assuming the bride, that we're not dressing up for her wedding. She says if it's a formal wedding, or she says it's a formal wedding, and if we're not dressed properly, we will be asked to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not even sure that the suits that we have will measure up. Do we have to rent tuxes and gowns? This thing's all over the place, right? It went from, it's too messy, so we're not dressing up at all.
I know, now, to renting suits and gowns.
Do we have to rent tuxes and gowns? If we don't go, do I still have to send a gift? Like, send it?
Oh, Lord, sister.
Is this not just a mess?
The whole thing.
Okay, good. So it's not just me.
No, you're right. It's so obvious.
The full mess. But I thought, okay, there may be others. First of all, it's a great story. Second of all, okay, maybe we can help answer some questions for the future.
Okay.
But if we don't go, do I have to send a gift? Like, send it. I'm assuming what she's saying is that you send it to, you know, like it's a gift.
Yeah.
You get a set of steak knives and have it show up at the venue on the California coast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what to do. Can you help?
Well.
Ashley in Boca Park. 702-364-9898. We've got four tickets for you, your choice, either daytime or evening, or Neon Museum, if you want to be caller number 25 right now and help us out a little bit.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
There's just so much of this that I think is just fun. Ashley in Boca Park. Her good friend getting married on some cliff on the California coast later on this fall.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty sure it's going to be cold and windy and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And on top of it, they're serving lobster and she thinks it's going to be messy.
How the two correlate, I will never get over. Thing. But I do appreciate.
It's too messy to get dressed up. They said, we want to go, but we're not going to dress up.
Of course.
And then then this is where it just spun out of control. Mm-hmm. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Cindy Camacho.
Okay. Let's do, hello, Cindy. So this is where this kind of spins out of control then. So it's messy. And they don't want to get lobster and gunk and butter on their nice suits. So they said they wouldn't dress up. Then Ashley's friend says, "You will dress up." And then Ashley's like, "Well, now do we have to rent tuxes and gowns?" So let's answer that question first. If they are in fact going to go, do they have to rent tuxes and gowns?
I don't think they have to rent tuxes and gowns. Maybe get something nice. But overall, I just think they don't want to go. They're making all these excuses. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't go, this is really funny. So the next question was, if we don't go, do I have to send a gift? Like send it. No.
Yes, sweetie. You send it. At least as like a, sorry, I couldn't make it.
And you send it to the venue?
No, I would send it to like their home.
Yeah.
That's how I heard it too.
She's asking, do you send it to the, like to the place? Do you have to send it to the place? No, you just send it to them.
No,
later.
Send it to their home. It's like less things for them to take back home.
I think here was my feel for this was that Ashley hasn't been to a lot of weddings
mm-hmm.
in general.
Yeah.
That was kind of how I felt. And I'm with you, Cindy, that I don't think she really wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, funny enough, I was just in my cousin's wedding. I was so sick. I had a fever. I had my daughters as like flower girls. I had to get ready. I took a bunch of stuff and I went to the wedding. Like when you really want to go to a wedding, you do whatever mm-hmm. you need to do to be part of it.
Yeah. Agreed. All right. Well, hang on. Make sure that you're up for it for your 4 day or evening. I'd choose evening. Tickets for the Neon Museum.
Thank you so much. My girls are really going to enjoy that.
Oh no, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Heads up, just so you know, on Friday we're kicking this up a notch, and this got even better. I asked for a little clarification yesterday. Friday is going to be a VIP nighttime tour for 10, a guided tour with the executive director of the Neon Museum, a gentleman named Aaron Berger. So if anybody knows everything about the Neon Museum, it's him.
Oh my God, that's the way to go.
So we'll do that, and we'll do that on Friday. Michaela, any other thoughts on this?
Yeah, last year I went to that wedding I was in. It was a coastal wedding on the beach. It was so cold, so windy. Yep. I get it. I hate being cold and windy. But that's just what you do. If you don't want to go to the wedding, don't go. If you do, listen, I'm a Ross queen. You can find anything for inexpensive. Just go to Ross, get a gown. You don't even need to wear a tuxedo. Go and have a nice time. And if you don't want to go, what's sending me is the idea she thinks that you have to send a gift to the wedding. Like, just go on her registry.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think she just hasn't been to a lot of weddings, which is so fair, but there's a lot of easier ways to do it than she's making it.
Lobster. That's messy. We don't want to get that all over our stuff. Well, there's this thing called dry cleaning.
Yeah. Or just don't eat it, babe.
Or I guarantee if they're serving lobster, even at the fancy thing, there's going to be lobster bibs. Most likely.
Yeah.
But also,
gloves.
But also you'll figure it out.
I know. Maybe she might just be nervous, a little intimidated, doesn't know what to do.
Because the lobster will be open. There's nothing to it. It's not like you're cracking crabs. It's not, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because the lobster's open.
Yeah, the lobster's open. You just, and you...
Girl, just go to Ross, get a dress, and go to the wedding.
Yeah, and you'll be fine.
Get a shawl.
I think there was a lot of this that she just doesn't, she just doesn't know. And then to go, it's too messy, and it's going to be too cold. So we're still going to come to your wedding, but we're not going to dress up. No.
Listen, if you miss people's weddings, it changes relationships. I didn't go to a wedding and that person said they wouldn't care. They've held it against me our entire friendship. And we don't even talk anymore. It's awful. Same.
10 years.
Yes.
Somebody who worked here. They moved to San Diego. They met their wife. They were getting married. They live in Boise now.
Uh-huh.
During the pandemic, I was cruising through Boise. I was like, hey, let's just say hello. never even got a reply. And I came by it honestly because we didn't go to their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I don't know how they took, sorry, we can't make it.
Same.
But sheesh.
Yeah. Listen, doesn't matter how you say it. If you want to keep that friendship, go to the wedding.
Yeah. All right. Are we good here?
Feel good.
I think we're good. Are we good?
Adrian? I feel good.
We're good. We done? Yeah. Is there anybody else we need to talk to?
I mean, Justine said she'd go and Sarah doesn't want to go, so.
Yeah, but there's nothing more.
I don't believe so.
I believe we've beaten this into the ground. Nice. Relationship Rehab, brought to you by San Gennaro Feast, starts tomorrow at the M, goes through Sunday. Be there.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, perfectly imperfect, 98.5 KLUC.
This is fun. Today's Earth Day. We have gotten voluntold to be at Robert Trent Park today. Pick up garbage and whatnot, whatever needs to be done. We're
That's
good with
right.
it. We're with Get Outdoors Nevada. We've done Earth Day with them for as long as I can remember, since it became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is really funny, though. When was the last time you felt guilty? Online shopping guilt, saying no guilt, Netflix cheating guilt. What about eco guilt? That's the feeling that you could be and should be doing more to help the environment. Today being Earth Day, according to a new report, this is great. The average American experiences 48 days of eco guilt a year, four times a month or nearly once a week, that you think you're doing the planet dirty. Do you believe that?
Look, on a personal note, one side of my family's Jewish, the other side is Italian Catholic. I came out feeling guilty. I'm just about guilty everything. For being here yeah. alive.
It's when you don't feel guilty that something's wrong.
That I'm stressed. I feel yeah, guilty. I don't feel guilty.
Exactly. Okay. We'll skip you.
Okay.
Adrian. No.
Well, when you're saying this, and sorry, I don't know if this is the same thing, but I Go do ahead. Know, like, very recently with my son, he's starting to just, like, he'll throw stuff on the floor outside. Like trash, like he'll throw a cup on the floor.
Yeah, he'll litter.
And I don't know where he gets stuff. Yeah, like he'll litter on the ground.
Wait, I'm dying that Adrian was like, I don't know, he's doing this thing where he throws things, and Chet goes, litter.
Yeah, littering.
Yeah, just littering.
And thank you. I couldn't think of the word. And I just,
no, that made me laugh.
It makes me so upset because I don't know where he got that from. None of his parents do that. We didn't treat him to just throw trash on the floor.
School.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just like throwing them wherever it is.
Or sometimes kids just short circuit and just do stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have kids, but I've been around enough kids, done this a long time, talked to a lot of parents. Sometimes kids just do stuff. Yeah, that's weird, though. You know what I mean? It's weird.
I'm like, pick it up, throw it away. Who taught you this? Doing? Do better.
A third of us, so again, we feel eco guilt. Four times a month or almost once a week, which seems a lot. 31% of people say they feel guilty about wasting food. Do you get wasting food guilt? That don't happen in my house. Trust me, I take care of that.
Same here.
Yeah. Well, for me, we couldn't leave the table, I think what you're saying, till the plate was clean, even right. when we weren't hungry.
Right.
So, no, but I do feel guilt about, I actually feel a lot of guilt about this. Online shopping, and then the boxes that come, the cardboard boxes. First of all, the way they package is insane. I'll get like a lip liner, and it's in a 4x4 foot box. I'm like, you could have just put it in an envelope.
Yeah, but then do you recycle?
Yes, I do, but I still feel bad. They came in so many boxes.
The funny part is you'll get people, and I don't know, I don't believe everything I see on the internet, but I also think there might be a little something to this that... Apparently, this whole idea of recycling, and by the way, 29% feel guilty about trashing items that could have been recycled,
mm-hmm.
but that the whole recycling thing is a scam, that they don't really recycle a whole lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. There was a documentary on Netflix that, of course, I can't think of the name now,
sure.
where it broke every. I think I came in and told you this because I was like kind of shook.
I've seen it.
Everything's a lie.
Yeah.
Right?
27% feel guilty. And to what end? I have no idea.
Same.
But so I just do this. I keep doing what I've always done. Well, don't put food items in the recycling unless it's rinsed out or whatever. And it's like, whatever. If I drink a bottle of whatever, it's going in the recycling.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. 27% feel guilty about leaving the TV on when they're not watching it. Overall, 50% of people say they're more likely to do something that is not environmentally friendly when they're rushed or stressed. So if they're rushed or stressed, they don't care about recycling. They don't care about single-use plastics. They don't care about bringing reusable bags, bottles, or containers when they're out shopping. We, I will tell you this, we have gotten into the habit now that we take our own boxes to Costco, not for the environmental aspect of it, but it's so that we have good boxes when we get up to the checkout.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock Tuesday morning is Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Mr. 100,000 subscribers, Adrian Hernandez. I love this so much. Dating is so much different than it was back in the day. And here's another reason why. Just think this through. Like back in the 80s, maybe even in the 90s, it would have been, it's like the joke about Uber, how they used to always tell us don't get into cars with strangers.
Oh, yeah.
And now we pay them and we tell them where we live.
Of course.
You know, just come to my house. Here's my address. Come and pick me up. I don't know you, but I'm going to get into a car.
Come get
with
me.
You. Sure. So, a number, it wasn't that long ago, I guess, that if somebody would have said, we've never met before, but why don't we go take a hike through the woods? And you'd be like, yeah, great. Now, according to a report from a matchmaking company, first dates that involve something active like that are 25% more likely to lead to a second date than if you meet up at a bar or a restaurant or a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah, but that would make sense to me. You're like forced to have conversation and focus.
Yes, all of those things.
Yeah.
But literally, you've never met them and you're going to go, let's go out into the woods.
No, okay, it's true.
I can see if you're going to the ball game.
Yeah.
I could see if you're going to, I mean, and the hiking is the number one thing. That's
to go on a date.
Yep. Hiking is the number one thing. Visiting a museum, strolling through a botanical garden, attending a concert, grabbing a bite at a food truck, or taking a cooking class. Anything that gets people on their feet and experiencing something new. Hiking has a 50% success rate of getting a second date. Bars used to be popular, not anymore. Gen Zers don't like it. A, they don't drink.
They don't drink.
B, what you said, they want authentic conversation and true emotional chemistry to grow organically, not in a bar.
Yeah, I love it. I don't know if hiking would be the thing that I'd like to do, but I'm not in the dating scene, so who am I to say anything?
I'm also still going to stipulate, too, that alcohol is much more likely to you getting some. So I'm just saying.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Have you gone into spring cleaning mode?
Yeah. 1,000,000% yes.
Yeah, us too.
Oh yeah, and I love it.
It's why it's why you may or may not love this story. Can you park a car in your garage?
Yes.
Do you park cars in your garage?
I can. I don't, but I could.
31% of Americans say that their garage is at least half filled with clutter. Nearly 1 out of 10 of us say that their garage is so full that they can't put a car in it. My friends, one of my absolute best friends, brought a freaking dumpster to their house.
Oh, yeah.
A dumpster.
Uh-huh.
Filled it twice.
Yeah.
Still can't park a car in their garage.
Woo!
They did for about 3 days. And then, I don't know, the stuff just magically grew again. And I've walked back through their garage and I'm like, wait, what happened? Because it was just... it was cool.
Is it like stuff they need, though, when you walk through there? Or you're like, this is still junk. You need to get rid of it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, tapping into Michaela's Italian heritage today.
Yes.
For no apparent reason, it just ended up that way.
Love.
Do you know how and why and where tiramisu was invented?
No, but it's my favorite of all favorites.
They invented it in brothels in Italy. Back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Why?
They believed it was an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. I guess there's a little alcohol.
Honestly,
in
who's
there.
To argue?
Uh-huh. It's true.
They may not. I mean, it might not be an actual. You might not be able to test for it. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, here, eat this. And then. But.
We're going
to
go with them. We're going with it.
How much change do you think ends up in Trevi Fountain in Rome every day?
God, I feel like I used to know this.
During like normal tourist times.
A day, $1,000?
About $4,100.
Wow.
That's more than $1.5 million per year.
Yeah.
In Trevi Fountain. By the way, do not go in there and think you're going to scoop some up.
Oh,
either.
True.
You don't want it. Italian jail is not good.
No, it's not.
I've only heard stories. And I don't want to know.
Mm-mm, no tiramisu either.
I think we're going to, you know what? That's enough. I think we're good. Let's head down the road. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Welcome back, Adrian Hernandez.
Yes, it is so good to be back. And obviously with WrestleMania being here in Las Vegas, that means there is plenty, plenty, plenty of content, which you can check out on Instagram, TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on that Odyssey app and YouTube.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll be at Delilah tonight, so come by for a couple tunes.
Yeah, why not? See if she can see you. Because she tried to blind herself last week. Is this your first time back at Delilah Sands?
No, I had to go the night of.
Was it weird? I thought you bailed on that then.
No, I'm sorry. I bailed on Fountain Blue, and then the following day I did Delilah.
You did
I'm
Delilah.
Sorry. But it was might as well have been the same day because I still could
because
not
it was
see.
All, yeah, and one yeah. thing goes into the next, mm-hmm. into the next, and all of that.
It was a lot.
In any event, we will be back here tomorrow. Have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.